This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, September 11th. Well, the grain market moves higher Tuesday after several days on the downside. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
Let's talk about the grains. They're a big input for those meat prices. And I think one of them, the interesting one would have been, say, corn. 4 days in a row, we had a new low. That did portend well. But after a $1.20 sell-off from the highs to the lows and a USDA report around the corner, what do you think most traders did that were short and have benefited from that move? Well, you can see by the pricing on the board, so they were green across the board. We had some buyers come back into the market. I would say largely a lot of short covers just to kind of get square before the report. But also, you don't want to look the trading guy in the face and kind of thumb your nose at the fact that you've just been given some decent profits. Might want to take them off before the WASDE report on Thursday, because that could really shake things up.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 at 485 and a quarter. September corn was up 7 3/4 at 349 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 580. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 5 3/4, ranging from 533 3/4 to 543 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 7, ranging from 578 3/4 to 583 3/4. Live cattle for October was up $1.95 at 96.50. September feeder cattle was up $1.75 at 134.30. And September Class 3 milk was up 13 cents at 18.20. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.